WRJN AccuWeather forecast. It's going to be getting a little bit cooler and then chilly for the weekend. Daytime temperatures this weekend likely to be in the 40s and low 50s, with nights dropping to 35 to 40. Overnight, though, it stayed in the 70s. It'll drop a bit this morning and be mostly in the 60s this afternoon as the wind settles down. We'll have some sunshine. Tonight, going down to 42 inland, 48 lakeside. More partly sunny, high 66. Then for Thursday, a morning shower or two, otherwise clouds breaking for some sun. The high about 58 degrees on Thursday. Looks like it'll be chilly again Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN.
71 degrees Kenosha, 68 Burlington, Milwaukee 72, and 71 in Racine. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Another potentially award-winning newscast from our news director, the great Tom Karko. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You challenge me every day. You and Mike MC Hammer Clemens, Lou Turner, Janet Hoff. Just, you guys do such a great job that I feel that I have to step up during my time on the radio. And sometimes specifically, you challenge me. Like yesterday when we were talking during the segment, and I mentioned to you that I was going to be talking with former Senator Russ Feingold in the wake of his debate, and that I had, well, let's just listen to a little bit of our conversation. He debated Senator Johnson on Friday night in Green Bay, and then they're going to go at it again tomorrow night in Milwaukee. What a snooze fest that was Friday.
You're going to tell him that too?
All right, so you challenged me specifically if I would tell Senator Feingold that I thought that the debate between him and Senator Johnson was a snooze fest. And so after I introduced Senator Feingold yesterday, here's how this went. Well, I watched the debate in Green Bay on Friday night, and I characterize it as a snooze fest. But I took you up on the challenge.
Well, you know, how many people do you hear on radio or TV? They say one thing when there's nobody around, and then when they're there, they say something different, or they tone it down.
I probably would not have said that to Senator Feingold if you had not challenged me. Well, I watched the debate in Green Bay on Friday night, and I characterize it as a snooze fest. But, you know, one thing about that interview, which, by the way, is available on the archives, as well as the great Tom Karko and Janet Hoff's newscast and podcast form on the website at WRJN.com. One thing about that interview yesterday with Senator Feingold, he showed, first of all, a sense of humor that I have rarely seen from him, and also a confidence. I think he feels very good going into November 8th. The polls are very tight, but he feels, I think, pretty confident.
Having known him or you know, followed him over the years, there's always been a bit of that sense of humor there. It doesn't come out often, but it's there.
Well, he and I don't have a lot in common.
Well, yeah.
Because he's a liberal and I'm a libertarian. But we are both Jewish, you know, so we do share that in common. This is Glenn Klein, and on today's Community Conversation on WRJN, we're speaking with former and perhaps future U.S. Senator Russ Feingold. You guys celebrate Passover?
We will be celebrating Passover.
Is the Seder table a political free zone?
No, never.
Because
that's not the idea behind the holiday. It's time for open discussion.
Because why should this night be different than any other night?
That's right.
What will he ask them next? Glenn Klein, middays on your radio friend, WRJN.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Isaac Lohengrin.
Last night in Game 3 of the American League Championship Series, the Cleveland Indians lost start.